You're listening to the Peach Podcast with the Star. All right. Today on the show, we're discussing about two important entities of cricket existing today. That is Test Cricket and IPL. The question we are asking today is, can these two entities coexist? Can IPL and Test Cricket survive together? In the main course of the podcast, let's see if we can answer this question. Right then, where we stand today is, we have seen three seasons of IPL and most importantly, three successful ones. We have more Indians following cricket than ever before, thanks to IPL. People have preferred watching IPL matches in stadium to watching a Bollywood flick in cinema hall, which they would have done otherwise. We Indians love Bollywood flicks, don't we? During 45 days of IPL, cricket becomes sheer entertainment in India. All the other forms of entertainment takes backseat and IPL runs the country. IPL is super successful in India and is growing faster than ever. But with success comes questions, and IPL is no different. IPL has brought in a lot of questions, and the most asked question today is IPL a threat to Test cricket? The major worry here is not about early retirement of Test cricketers. We saw how many matches did McGrath play in the season IPL 3. The IPL teams would want fresh legs, so early retirement is not a problem at all. So is the problem about sponsorship, or is it about viewers wanting to watch Test cricket anymore or not? No, this is not. All problems get solved if you can solve a basic problem in IPL, that is the money earned by players. It's humongous. People lose motivation to play international and Test cricket where the salary is low compared to the IPL salary. Okay, let's take a step back and understand about IPL. The Indian Premier League, the funda here is to get the best cricketers in the world to work in tandem with the local cricketers so that the local boys get a chance to play with international players and learn from their experiences and hence make the local talent a world-class one. But why would international cricketers take time out of their busy schedule to help the local talent in India? There is no strong reason or motivation for them to do so. Okay, let's introduce money to the picture and ask the same question again. The answers you would get would be different. After all, it's 45 days. After all, it's T20 cricket. It's fun. Okay, if international cricketers can find time, good. Welcome to India. Welcome to the Indian Premier League. So what we understand is, international cricketers get money to share their experiences, play top quality cricket, and local cricketers get opportunity to share the dressing room with the biggies of the game and learn from them, and more importantly, play cricket at the bigger stage, which otherwise only 15 Indians would get a chance to do so. So why would you want to pay a huge amount to a local cricketer who is already in a win-win situation? There is no strong reason to do so, except for the fact that player, because of his talent, would come at a higher price in the bidding process. That is the only reason I can think of. Now, can we solve this problem? If yes, how? Currently, the bidding amount of a player and his salary are related to a large extent. If we can derelate these two entities, we might be able to solve this problem better. So let's see. So the bidding amount of the player, which goes to the BCCI, and the salary, which goes to the player himself, should be derelated. For example, Manish Pandey, an extremely talented local cricketer from India, might cost you a little more than a top international cricketer like Ricky Ponting in bidding. This should sound funny, but after watching three seasons of IPL, it might make a little sense because we have 80 to 90 international cricketers compared to 40 to 45 Indian cricketers to select from. An additional rule that a maximum limit of 4 international cricketers in the playing 11 also justifies the statement that a local cricketer might cost you a little more than Ricky Ponting in bidding. But this, by any stretch of imagination, does not mean that a local cricketer like Manish Pandey should earn more than a top cricketer like Ricky Ponting. So what are we trying to get here? We are trying to get to a model which would decide the pay of different players based on their experience. based on the number of matches they played for the country or number of years they've served their country. We're talking about having a grading system in place for all cricketers, international or local, in IPL. For example, we can have different classes. Maybe a class A can have Sachin Tendulkar, likes of Jack Callis and Ricky Ponting. Another class, we can have players like David Assey, Virat Kohli, and even Ian Morgan. So we have two different classes of players which are paid differently, irrespective of their bidding amount. So the bidding amount would be different and their salary would be different. The salary is based on the class which they belong to, and this class should be pre-decided. Using this model or any other model on similar lines might work, because this does not deprive BCCI of any amount. They continue to earn the same amount they would have earned otherwise. This also means that more accomplished cricketer you are, more you would earn. This means all the cricketers, international or local, have to play top quality international and test cricket to earn any big amount anywhere in the world. As a promoter of cricket, it is BCCI's responsibility to take care of test cricket along with IPL. As viewers, we would want to watch both IPL and test cricket, and more importantly, we would want to enjoy the game as we have done all our lives. I hope we would get to watch both IPL and test cricket in future. It brings us to the end of the podcast. Till next time, it's me, Prasad, signing off. You're listening to the Podcast.